California, the Golden State, becomes the abortion state. Abortion tourism and infanticide are now California attractions. March 24th, 2022, by Katie Grimes. Published by California Globe. The governor who shut down California's beaches and legendary tourist attractions, churches, bars, and restaurants as a response to the COVID pandemic is now promoting abortion tourism, inviting tourists to visit California and get an abortion if their own state has abortion restrictions. Governor Gavin Newsom and the state legislature are offering taxpayer funds to help out-of-state residents obtain abortions, as well as legalizing infanticide through recently amended legislation. Last Friday, Senator Nancy Skinner, Democrat, Berkeley, and Senator Anna Caballero, Democrat, Merced, announced Senate Bill 1142 to establish the Abortion Practical Support Fund, which would require the Commission on the Status of Women and Girls to administer the fund to provide grants to assist low-income pregnant women or others who, quote, face other financial barriers with access to abortions in California. Senator Skinner described her bill as providing philanthropic dollars for abortion services for low-income Californians and for out-of-state residents. Governor Newsom also authorized the creation of the California Future of Abortion Council in September 2021, made up of Access Reproductive Justice, Black Women for Wellness Action Project, Essential Access Health, NARAL Pro-Choice California, National Health Law Program, and Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California, with support from the governor, Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis, Senate President Pro Tempore Tony G. Adkins, Democrat, San Diego, Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon, Democrat, Lakewood, and Attorney General Rob Bonta, Planned Parenthood wrote. The goal of the California Future of Abortion Council is to make California an abortion sanctuary state. It is imperative that California take the lead, live up to its proclamation as a reproductive freedom state, and be ready to serve anyone who seeks abortion services in the state. We are releasing the following recommendations to protect, strengthen, and expand abortion services in California, their new report says. Reproductive freedom is newspeak for terminating a pregnancy. They anticipate abortions to increase in California from 46,000 to 1.4 million with taxpayer-funded abortion tourism. The California Future of Abortion Council, comprised of reproductive freedom and sexual and reproductive healthcare allies, partners, and leaders, released the report in September as a response to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision upholding the Texas Heartbeat Act, banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, and allowing it to be enforced through civil lawsuits. Texas didn't outlaw abortions, but limited them to the first trimester of pregnancy. While Californians still have a wait for non-urgent elective surgeries and fork over exorbitant copays, the California Assembly and the Senate just voted to mandate all private and public health insurance plans cover abortions with no copays or deductibles under SB 245 by Senator Lena Gonzalez, Democrat, Long Beach, The Globe reported, with at least 26 states ready to ban all or most abortions. Reports indicate that, if it happened, California would see a dramatic 3,000% increase of people traveling into California for abortions. But wait, it gets worse. AB 2223 by Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks, Democrat, Oakland, legalizes infanticide, is a bill to expand the killing of babies past the moment of birth up to weeks after, the California Family Council reports. The California Family Council explains, they intend to not only codify the killing of unborn children throughout all 9 months of pregnancy, but to decriminalize killing newborns days or even weeks after birth. New language added to AB 2223 last week revealed the disturbing intent. The proposed legislation would shield a mother from civil and criminal charges for any actions or omissions related to her pregnancy, including miscarriage, stillbirth, or abortion, or perinatal death. Although definitions of perinatal death vary, all of them include the demise of newborns 7 days or more after birth. It also allows a woman to sue any police department or legal authority which arrests or charges her for hurting or killing her child under provisions of the bill. What's next? California legislation allowing a mother to kill her fussy, colicky baby or unbearable, misbehaving toddler? Why stop there? Moody, rotten teenagers could be on the list. Most pro-choice Americans oppose late-term abortion, according to a 2019 poll, quote, putting them at odds with the Democratic push for state legislation, removing barriers to third trimester procedures, the Associated Press reported in 2019. In the U.gov poll, 79% rejected late-term abortion, 80% opposed day-before-birth abortion, and 82% of all those surveyed disagreed with withholding medical care for a viable newborn, including 77% of pro-choice adults. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton reported that the Texas Heartbeat Law has saved 17,000 babies from abortions in the 6 months since the law went into effect, and is responsible for a 60% decline in abortions.